Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings, and investments. Credit and debt management. We'll cover it all so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home. So hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome to Ground Zero Money, and this short episode is going to be unusual, and here's why. I'm seated to one of my closest friends, and there's just something about him that I would love you guys to learn, especially with how he handles his finances, how he handles his money. A quick background story. Wison has been able to sponsor his school fees for quite a while now, among his other responsibilities that he actually has to do. He has a running business, that of giving loans, as well as other business ventures of selling clothes. And, you know, it's just good to see how financially disciplined he has, you know, become and grown. And I felt like there's something that you guys can actually learn from his story on, or just how he actually handles his money. It's not the easiest thing, but I thought of having a sit down with him today and just recording a little bit of information to see if this is going to encourage someone out there on how best, regardless of how many responsibilities that they have under their neck, on how best they can just handle and manage their money. Wison, how are you doing, my guy?
Yeah, I'm just super good, man. How about you?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to let these guys know about something, because I, for one, would benefit a lot from the interactions that I have with you, okay, being found with you, and I feel there's much to actually share for other people to learn too. So if you don't mind, Wison, just kindly run me through with exactly what you do to raise money.
Yeah, actually, I'm into loan business. I also sell clothes. Yeah. So right now at the moment, I'm working on investing on a very huge project, actually. I will invest more than 37,000. I identified a gap in Mufulira back home, where I'm going to buy bicycles, more than 25 bicycles. And okay, basically people will be hiring bicycles. Those bicycles are per day, 35 kwacha per day, or maximum 50 kwacha. So I identified a problem back home, because there's a lot of demand.
Yeah.
So when the demand is just high, that's a sign that the price will go up, and there's something that you can get from the same demand at the end of the day. So that's the pressure that I'm having right now. but most of the time I don't usually share. So people around me, they can't even make, what's when you look disturbed, you look disorganized, it's because of the same pressure that I have. I really want to invest in the same business, because I think at the end of the day I might get good money.
So one thing that's interesting is there was a point, because I'm sure when someone hears 35,000, they'll be like, 35 pin, he's just investing it in one venture, you know, like there was a point that you couldn't even think of having it 35,000 or investing it 35,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And just tell us at that point when, you know, you started from scratch, and and now you're talking about making investments of a little bit over 30,000.
Yeah, it was quite challenging the time when I started my business. Actually, I started my business with no money, no capital, actually. I started business with ideas.
Mm.
So I managed to sell out my ideas to my uncle, who managed to sponsor my ideas. Mm. That's how I started my business, actually, 3 years ago. But I used to do business when I was very young, in grade 7, grade 5. I could remember to say I started business when I was very young.
Was good as my pencil.
Yeah, I used to sell. I used to supply. You know, I think I used to supply bubblegum sweets in campus because those are the things that I used to sell, you get, right? So I used to supply. So a lot of people, since I had that privilege, I used to be a leader. I used to be a monitor. And I used to pass number one, you get, right? So I was quite famous at school, you know? So I think a lot of teachers, they used to like me. They loved me because of my humbleness and the way I used to treat my fellow friends, you get, right? So, and then the time Dad started working in the, I think in 2011, the time I passed my grade 7 exam, then I went to grade 8, things were tough. I couldn't start on time. And I remember Dad gave me his boot. And then that's
he
how
gave
I
started. You a boot.
Yeah, a boot. You know? that's why I love boots, actually.
Oh,
because,
now it makes sense.
So that gave me that his boot. Yeah, it was a very nice one. And then I started late in March. And then my friend reported in January, you get, right?
Yeah.
So things were tough by then, you get, right? So I stopped business, I stopped doing anything because of Dad started working and things were a little bit stable at home. But I was like, my mind, I was always challenged to say, I have to continue selling, supplying, or I have to continue trading, you get right?
And actually, one thing that you may not remember, that I do remember very clear, was there was a point that you approached me. I think that was at the time that I just got to know you.
Okay.
I think the first interaction I had with you was over you trying to pitch to Tutor Mathematics.
For
a fee. That was like the first time I had the conversation with you.
Yeah.
And so if people be like, ah, no, why so nice, what the first data? Like, I can share with you guys pictures of how we even laugh about it sometimes and go off my boy. Yeah. Like, you know, like, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how you've grown through all this period, you know, and it's good. You speak so much about the aspect of you used to sell sweets and shiny, you know, used to supply A, B, C, D. How did you exactly live through the financial discipline to kind of scale up your business?
On that one, my guy, I think one principle that I love most, that I respect most, is the compounding principle, which does not allow people to be spending their profits from there and then, you get right?
Yeah.
So the money that I used to generate from my sales, I used to invest, you get right?
Yeah.
That's the same principle that I'm even applying right now to my loan business. Every money that I receive, I reinvest it back so that I can only manage to sponsor myself from the remaining money.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm always broke. Because I always reinvest my money most of the time.
Yeah. So you don't have liquid cash, but you have money somewhere.
Yeah. So I've invested every. That's also to say I've invested every. So that's the principle that enabled me when I was even young. I used to reinvest my money back. So that's what I used to do, basically.
I think that's also one thing that young people should actually learn, the aspect of financial discipline, especially with, like, if you really, really genuinely want something, you have to put yourself under a whole lot of duress. Look at you saying, you know, most of the times I am broke. Not that you don't have money. You have money that's working for you, but you just would rather invest it than use it and live life.
Yeah, like right now I have close to over 1.8, but I'm completely broke, man.
Yeah.
I'm completely broke. Right now, I have over 1,800, but I'm completely broke.
Completely broke.
I can't buy food for rice because I didn't have my rice.
I didn't eat too, man. Yeah. Yo, I didn't eat too when I was getting this.
I didn't even have my lunch. But I'm
broke.
I'm broke. But
you're broke.
Yeah.
Now what the 180, but you're broke.
I'm completely broke, man.
Because that money is business. Yeah.
Yeah. That money is for business. That's why I asked you. Like, I want a loan of 10,000 to get because I really, really want to invest heavily in the same bicycle business.
Yeah.
Because Lady Tens will just be good.
Will be massive and good. Yeah. I think This is guys, one thing that I wanted you to learn from Wison's story. Wison's story is interesting. Having lived with him, you would equally see and appreciate the determination and the effort that he puts in. Trust me, being young people, especially in Lusaka, with anything that you can do to make mistakes, but the fact that you still remain consistent to what you want doesn't come easy. And I wanted you guys to learn something from his story. Most definitely, we'll be having Wison on different conversations here on Ground Zero Money Podcast, because we just branded the podcast with our capes, and we're hoping to grow the platform to something that's even bigger and better than you guys can actually even imagine. So continue being a part of the community. Wison, what would be your last words from someone who just heard a little bit about your story?
Someone has to have a very high discipline, you know. Discipline is very, very important, you know, in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just be disciplined. Yeah. That's the only way that I can tell you right now. But there are so many ways that I can tell you. I can tell people, you know.
Yeah,
just apply discipline in all sectors of life, you know.
Yes, sir.
Apply discipline. Trust me, discipline can take you very far.
Yeah.
So that's the last word that I can tell people. So we are going somewhere. There will be signs
and yeah. we're definitely heading somewhere.
And then the other thing that people don't know about me is that I'm also a politician. I'll be a politician very soon. I'll be a politician because the business that I'll be I'll be dealing with billions of money, so yeah. I need to possess that power of influence, and people are asked to know to say, this is a power of business for now, and I'm willing to help others. I want to help people who never thought of helping me. I want to help different people in my circle, and I want to sponsor some people, university, you get right.
Big hopes, big dreams.
So just be disciplined, you know.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you, my guy, for having this conversation with me. It means a lot, I'm pretty much sure, to people listening right now. If you are at any point looking for a loan, looking for outfits, come what may, casual, smart, for any attire, I'll leave Wison's number in the description. You can actually reach out. He's a very good guy, and I'm just glad that maybe you guys have learned one or two things from this conversation, because it's meaningful. It's definitely meaningful. If you guys would actually watch his status, Wison would post houses and, you know, cars and everything, and he's always consistent about this is what I want to get, and that's just the kind of determination we need as young people. And I'm proud of you, my guy. Despite us being completely broke, there's still so much that we can actually do to actually grow. So this has been your host, Enoch, on Ground Zero Money, and I just hope you learned one or two things from this episode. See you on the other side.
Yeah.
Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings, and investments. Credit and debt management will cover it all, so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home.